sweater, you got too much style.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Hannah. This is Always Sunny in Medford, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is actually sunny in Medford today, and even more exciting, I have a special guest with us again.
It's me again. It's Elena.
She's back. She's given some inspiration for a nice springtime playlist for us to kind of warm us up on a kind of cold day.
I know, I was like, this is the perfect springtime playlist time because it's warm and then it's 40 degrees today, so
yeah, and it's like kind of windy and chilly, but at least it's like sunny. It's not
sunny.
Raining.
It is sunny in Medford, and that's all we need.
That's all we need for today. You just heard On the Lips by Frankie Cosmos. I never really got into Frankie Cosmos, but I liked a couple songs of hers in like high school. But yeah,
I got really into her like my junior year, and then I stopped listening to her for like 5 years, and I haven't heard anything.
No, literally, yeah. I think this is funny. It's like a little sad, but it's kind of funny because it's just like I kind of intentionally didn't listen to her for a while because like people I was friends with in high school that ended up being not very nice were like super into her at the time, and we're like, oh my god, let's go see Frankie Cosmos. So like I actually
think that's literally what happened to me. Now that I think about that, I think this one girl I really did not like in high school loved Frankie Cosmos, and it really tainted it really tainted Frankie Cosmos for me.
If you've ever been personally victimized by Frankie Cosmos, raise your hand.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand, I would say.
Although, good song, though. I like Jesse a lot, too. That's a good one.
See, I don't even... I would listen to, like, random...
And the Fool,
shuffle.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Fool. That's the one they would always sing, so then I just couldn't listen to that song without being, like...
Yeah.
Annoyed and sad for a while. Now I can, because I don't care anymore, but... That's my Frankie Cosmos trauma, I guess.
Yeah, everyone call in, drop your Frankie Cosmos lore.
Although if you do have any suggestions, I'm going to plug it again. I'm going to plug
yes,
the DJ chat.
Please.
You love the DJ chat.
That's
if
so
you have
fun.
Anything to say, any suggestions, any requests, you can just pop on to wmfo.org/DJ chat or just go to wmfo.org and find it along the top little bar thing. And yeah. Talk to us. Have some fun in the DJ chat.
Please, please, please.
That's about all we got for now. We've got Dreams Come True Girl by Cass McCombs and Karen Black coming up.
walking with my neck out. Some ways I wish I was walking with my neck out. Some ways that I wish that I was out on the bevel sound. It sounds like everything else. You'll know it when you hear it, 'cause you know the way my voice felt. Ignore my tone and everything I sing for me. Ignore the phone on your bed. It rings, it rings, it rings. Shirt collar ringing me out. My collarbone got all red. Already severed in prose. I'll roast, I'll sing instead. I hold you, put your neck out. Tell me the ways you wish you were. Keep your confidence sound. You'll hook my spur. So when I went to hang out, I hung behind your eyes. My eyes still flickered out quick. Oh, I can't decide. I'm tapped out. Don't it always seem to go that you could hold it right in your hands? Cause I said it's still not no. In your hands collapse and still not no. We'll be right back.
That was North by Claro, and some other songs. The Queen to Claro switch was pretty clean. It worked pretty well. I had some doubts, but it came through.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising, because you said I'm gonna put Claire on, and I was like, okay.
This was you.
I know, but I don't. When I make a playlist, I hope you know, I don't listen to it through.
Yeah.
I just add songs, and I always shuffle.
I do often shuffle. I had asked you last week, like, is this the order that you wanted in? And you were like, yes. So I assume it was the same for this week.
I think I just said yes, because I actually never have an order to anything ever.
Okay. I don't have an order to my... That would actually be crazy to if you think
it
about
just
it.
So
no
hard.
Offense to anybody out there who has a very specific order to their playlist, but I think that's weird. Playlists are meant to be
offense.
Shuffled.
Full offense. What do you mean? What do you mean I can't listen to this song and then have a random one come on?
No, that's what I like to... I like to do my liked songs shuffle, but then there's some stuff that's just, like, too crazy in there that I...
Well, I think this is why I have playlists that are, like, 5 songs long.
Yeah.
When it could just flow into, like, a whole, like, other portion of a larger playlist.
Yeah.
But I just refuse to do that because I don't... Well, also, you know what I don't like? I don't like knowing what's gonna come next.
Yeah, I don't like either because... Well, okay, this is, like, really stupid. But if you've ever, like, skipped ahead and then been like, wait, no, I want to go back and listen to that song. I've sometimes done that and, like, oh, I want to listen to the song. But then I'm like, wait, I don't want to listen to it because then I don't want to listen to the song that comes after it because I want to skip it. So, like, I'm not going to listen to the song because then I would have to skip the next one.
Yeah. I think you're valid.
I don't know if anyone else can understand what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I have to say, the only time I've ever been tempted to make a playlist that doesn't shuffle is because I really, my largest goal in life, but making an 8-hour-long playlist for work.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to check all of them because you can't have swears and stuff. And then having
flow. Like for...
That'd be kind of epic.
See, no one has ever been like, Hannah, do you want aux? But I don't know if...
Push for it.
I know Esther's gotten it.
I've got it once one night, and customers loved it. Everyone loved it.
They'll only, like, do it after closed, too. Like, sometimes after closed, they let... Like, there was a period, I think it was in the summer, where Lauren kept being able to do it after 9 o'clock, and then she kept putting on this same like Chapel Roan Sabrina Carpenter kind of vibes playlist, which was kind of like, it's fun. I like that music
fun.
But it's 9 p.m
it's
and
9 p.m.
I want to listen to,
also, like, personally, I like, I don't know, I'm not a hater of like pop music.
No, I love
pop music.
Yeah.
However, if I'm going to be listening to music, I don't want to listen to music that I can hear if I just walk into a store. Because when I walk into a store, I'm going to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that was a hater take, but...
I don't know what that... I guess... Yeah, but the thing is, like, some stores, it's like crazy stuff comes on and you're like, wait, they're playing this? One time I was at Stop and Shop, I think I said this last week or something, I was at Stop and Shop and they were playing the Sundays, and I'm like,
oh,
who's playing the Sundays at Stop and Shop? What is
someone
this
cool?
I know, but it was and it was in Stonham. It was a Stop and Shop in Stonham.
Sorry, not the Stonham hate.
no, that's valid, and because also in the context of this conversation, like, who in Stonham is listening to the Sundays at Stop and Shop?
Out yourself right now.
I need to know. I need to know this person.
Well, honestly, like, sometimes there is also, like, good music that's not pop. At work,
mm-hmm.
they played Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse.
You were excited.
Thrilled about
this.
It. And then all day they were playing banger after banger. And
they
I was
did
like,
Since You've
oh
Been Gone.
God.
Every time they play Since You've Been Gone, I'm like...
It's that playlist. I don't know what that one is.
I love
that's
it.
That's a good one.
Because it'll switch. It's good variety. It'll do a lot of like old pop, but then it'll do some new pop, but then it'll do some like old rock. I don't know. Speaking in very vague terms right now, like rock and pop.
They always play like... They play Hitline all the time, and it's just like...
I don't know if I am familiar.
Hitline is when they play Charlie XCX. I like Charlie XCX. Do not put on Charlie XCX... I don't want to listen to 360 when I'm stacking stuff at 9 in the morning.
No, yeah.
That's pissing me off. Like, what do you mean I have to... What do you mean? I want to be listening to, like, a James Taylor song at 9 a.m. Not 360, and I'm like, here are the frozen peas.
I know. Yeah. it's definitely the timing can be crazy, or like when it'll be like really slow in the afternoon and like there's nothing to do and we're just like wasting time till the truck comes, and yet the background is like this super high energy, like EDM, like
yeah.
And I'm just like,
it's like fire, but this is not my vibe.
This is not what I want right now. Yeah, but I don't think that people would want necessarily to listen to what I would be subjecting them to if I were to put make an 8-hour playlist.
I think I would just put Nickelback on. I'm having a big Nickelback phase right now. I need you to know.
That's something you should keep to yourself.
No, on the way I was driving here and I was just listening to Nickelback. Like, I'm not actually even kidding.
Not and anything. Dude, well, I was in your car star? And it was Nickelback and I'm like, what's going on here? You
all
right?
No, I'm fine. I'm actually amazing. I literally was listening to Nickelback on the way here on shuffle, which is kind of crazy. And then Rockstar came on and I unironically, my real reaction was to go, oh my God, fire song. Dude, crazy.
Well, speaking of fire songs, actually, do you have anything? Or no.
We'll let's listen to a song.
We'll listen to a song. We'll do, this is a, oh God, I don't, Candida by, yeah.
Tony Dawn?
Yes.
Tony Orlando and the Dawn.
Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it is a fire song.
Sorry.
Prize. Oh, Candida, There's a hole in my hat, shows a near miss, grazing my scalp and my hand are the only injuries I'll stand if I can. When I fall, forget me. Will you respond if I float in? Yes, welcome me back with a marching band. There's a hole in the ozone, so life's worth giving up. And when I do now, won't you please forgive me? It's not that I've lost, 'cause in a way, well, I've been winning. Will you respond if I limp in? Welcome me back with a marching band. There's part of you that can't help but to see right through. There's part of me, and so when I go round, round, and I hit the town, and when I can't be found, then you wait for sounds. Well, it's over you, you're under me, and if it's the way it should be, then I won't bother your point of view. It's a point of me. So when you hear a loud sound, it means I'm back from town now. Night is on my side. Ooh, like a sailing dove, floating like a swan and flying like a dove. Ooh, like a sailing dove, floating like a swan and it's all afterthought. There's a toll at the bridge. If I pay, I'm giving in. And if I don't, then I could always swim it. With wings I could fly and avoid the risk of sinking. Will you respond if I float? By now I've forgotten how to use my fins. There's a part of you that can't help but to see what you. There's part of me, and so when I go round, round, and I hit the town, and when I can't be found, found, then you wait for sounds. Well, it's over you, you're under me, and if it's the way it should be, then I would bother your point of reach. It's the point of me. Now when you hear a loud sound, that means I'm back from town now. But really get to feel, you know I hardly ever feel in place. Like a sitting dove, floating like a swan and flying like a dove. Ooh la la, it's my faulty love. In the corner like a dunce, it's all self-conscious thought.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Things to Do by Alex G, which, I don't know, I don't think I've played that one yet, but I played a lot of Alex G on the radio, so...
I don't think you've played it because I have never heard that.
Thank you. Well, fact checked.
Actually?
Actually, as a number one fan of...
As a number one fan of Hannah Costa and It's Always Sunny in Medford, I never heard that, so...
So, actually... yeah, I don't have a... I don't know what to say, really. Besides, well, Lena has an important message.
I do have an important message. It's from the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. And this has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo! Art galleries, local art, yeah!
There's also a really cool... I think it has to be here because there's a picture that's
I would imagine it's from the gallery if it's...
I feel like it has to be... Imagine they just put, like, a Monet. And
yeah,
like, we
I was
have
gonna
that.
Say Monet or, like, we the, have that. The Mona Lisa.
Well, this one's a Warhol, which... Ooh. I don't know, I think it's cool. I have no thoughts on Warhol.
I always think of the banana from that Velvet Underground album.
Oh, so true. Warhol. I was actually just thinking about literally an Instagram post that I saw about how crazy. I don't know how true this is. Maybe conspiracy theory. But the CIA planted Warhol.
Andy Warhol?
No well, they way. Like, apparently they were like trying to push more like, I don't know, abstract art and such. Mm-hmm. Because like, communists were really into like formal art, and they had really strong opinions about like what art should be. And so the last time that the US government cared about art at all was just because they were like, well, the communists are wrong and let's push Andy Warhol to the forefront and give him money and stuff and people like that.
I mean, that sounds like something that they would do, but
yeah,
who am I to say that's true or not?
Yeah, I don't know. It was an Instagram post.
you should believe everything that you read.
I was just going to say, I actually do believe everything I see online here. If you send me any article, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to like write a crazy article and send it to you.
If you change like the author name, because if you send it and it's like your name, I'm going to be like, okay, I don't
know
about
this. Obviously.
If you change the author name to someone I don't know, I'm literally going to be like, yeah, this is a factual... I don't know. I do have reading comprehension skills, guys. I do. I was an English major, but I also
am. Is that does that go away?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. I guess I'll find out soon enough.
Well, it's been like 2 months for me, and I haven't figured it out. I just say I was.
Yeah, I think that might be
right. Well, because I'm not a student anymore.
That's true. That's true.
But I was, and I was an English major. But honestly, I have to English majors. Sorry to any English majors out there also, but English major is so easy. I felt like I was...
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. Just like, I feel like
well,
I was
also you like
in.
It. Though.
No, I love
so
it.
So that's why it felt easy,
that's
I'm
true.
Sure. Although, I mean, low-key though, when I talk to people who are doing like STEM, like pre-medical track, like my major is easier than that. Sorry.
Well, no, I see a number and I like black out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, when I was reading this phone number, I really had to lock in to read it correctly. I'm pretty sure I have that thing where you can't read numbers.
Yeah.
Like, number dyslexia. I literally have that. So that's why I'm an English was an English major. but then I was like, reading is so easy. I don't know. English majors just... It's basically just high school English, and then they just teach you bigger words. And I actually distinctly remember in my sophomore year getting really mad about that.
It's probably just like harder high school English in a way.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It wasn't even harder. They're just like, just use this big word. And I was like, why do I have vocabulary words? Why do I have vocabulary words at age 21?
I never took like a proper writing class here. Well, I've taken poetry twice. I'm taking poetry again this
semester.
See,
that's fun.
That, I'm glad for that. Although the way it's structured this semester is a little different, where I'm not writing as many poems. I kind of wish it was a little more like the last time I took it, where it's like pretty much every week for the whole semester, not the whole semester, but most weeks you had to submit a poem. Yeah, so that was making me write more, whereas we're done now making new poems. We're just gonna be revising.
I hate revising.
Yeah, because it's also like people are gonna give me suggestions on a poem, but it's like a poem, and it's like the way my brain has developed it and written it, it's going to be different than
but
like how
also,
they're going
like,
to read it.
I took a poetry class. I took a few poetry classes, and I would always get really mad because we'd do like critique, and people would be like, "I just don't even know like how to critique yours." And I was like, "I swear to God."
Oh, I hate that.
It's
That's
not
what
a
I get too.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, well, because we're supposed to print out and bring in physical copies, and someone would just write like "love this" on it, and it's like, "I don't care. Sorry, no offense."
And then I would feel bad because I'd give them my copy that
it's
I wrote
like
on
covered
theirs.
In notes.
I'm like, "Here, this. Try this.
Do but
these
that's
things.
What I want. That's what I want people to do for me, and they're not doing it. And partially, I mean, it's an amateur poetry class, so it's like
I think it's amateur poetry class.
But
people
are scared of being nice or being rude.
I think people also just like when you're taking a poetry class in college, they're probably just like, "Oh, it's like an easy A if you don't care about it." And I unfortunately care so deeply.
Yeah.
And I'm like so annoying about it. Like I'm literally in every English class I've ever been in, I'm quite literally did we actually think about this in a different way? Once I got mad in an English class because the end of our big long discussion after reading Kindred by Octavia Butler. Excellent book.
Haven't read it.
Excellent book. It's awesome. It's really good. But you can borrow it. I have it.
Oh.
But the end of the thing was like, does racism inform the future? And does past racism inform the present and like the future?
Mm.
And that was the end of the discussion. And I was like, that's the jumping off point.
Kidding? How did we just like
it was my
arrive at that and decide
class.
To put it away? Like that's yeah. something you can unpack. There's whole classes about that.
That's crazy.
So
and then I after that discussion, I left and then I never came back to that class and I failed the class because I was so mad about it.
Oh my God.
I like protested and ruined my own GPA.
Oh
I'm
my
actually
God.
Not even kidding.
It's kind of valid though.
What do you mean?
Like
that's so silly.
I mean, it's a little silly, but it's like, I don't know. I get it. I get being that passionate about something.
I was having a rough fall, and I was like, whatever. I don't even... And you know what? I don't even care.
I don't even care.
Actually, I'm going to leave.
I do wish... I wish people... It's just, like, the thing for me about my poetry class, and I know we got to get back to the music soon, but... like it just it's that like I want to take it seriously because it's like how many times am I going to be in this like space that's intended for me to be creative and make things
and like
or it's
get
like,
real
when am I going to get
supposedly
real
feedback
and it's like annoying that I'm not really getting a lot of feedback because it's like well I'm trying to do something like creatively and I don't really do that because it's like I'm a clinical psych major and it's like there's some creativity in like therapy and whatever but it's like for most of the major it's like not a very creative thing and it's like I just wish that I could get a little more back from people but it's like a lot of like freshmen and sophomores in the class who are probably just trying to get some arts credits and I get it it's fair enough I've been this person in class so many times I just wish I could get a little something back.
Well, you know what, you're friends with an English major.
It's true.
Future editor. So
future
here
editor,
here
yeah.
I am.
I'll be submitting to your journal.
Yeah,
to your
go
publication
ahead. I will send a lengthy have you thought about this email.
Perfect. We do have one more song.
What is it?
Oh, it's you know.
Wait, I don't. I literally don't.
She Had the World.
Oh my God! Wait, I was so excited for this to play, and then I forgot I put it on the playlist.
It's very. This is very springtime. The whole album, or at least the whole like album that this song comes from, is very springtime. I'm like, oh, I don't even want to say the band name.
No, so I'm pushing Panic at the Disco agenda. It's Panic at the Disco.
Don't say that. It's Ryan Ross.
It's specifically it's Ryan Ross, who's the best part of Panic at the Disco. Anyone else in it doesn't matter.
Yeah. John Walker's okay.
He's fine.
He's fine. But he's Ryan not Ross. Cool enough. Yeah, Ryan Ross is cool.
Guys, this is She Had the World's Ryan Ross.
By Ryan Ross. Like, literally, that's what I'll say. Yeah. No, I do have to say. You know what? It's fine. But this is our last song, so we'll be signing off. Thank you so much for listening
to
us.
Listen hard, guys. It's fire.
It is. It's fire.
Fire.
It's fire. This is Hannah and Elena. You're listening to 91.5. I did this last week, too. I tripped up on it. Like, I know, I've been doing this for like almost for like over three years. Anyway.
Hey, you'll get it one day.
This is Hannah and Elena, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. This is She Had the World.
She won the world at a carnival, but she couldn't ever win me, 'cause she couldn't ever catch me. I know why, because when I look in her eyes, I just see the sky. When I look in her eyes,
I don't love you, I'm just passing the time. You could love me if I knew how to lie, but who could love me? I am out of my mind, throwing a line out to see if I can catch a dream. She said she won the world.